This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How dare you not work on MLK Day, white people? Come on now. As Biden would say, come on, man. That day is for black folks. I'm just messing with you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Official Black Man. And I worked on MLK Day. I refuse to mention it on that day because I think people think that it's mandatory I do that. Well, that was part of it. The other part of it is, I forgot. I know. It's hard to believe. Go ahead, Kevin. Turn in your black card now. I forgot. It's not just MLK Day. It's President's Day, too, right? I know it is President's Day. I don't think of it as MLK Day. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm already not looking forward to February. Because you know what February is. Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. These days, think about it. I'm going to ask you this question. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Do these days really mean anything? I'm saying, in the scheme of things, I know they do to us. Don't get it twisted. I'm saying, do they really mean anything to the other side? Do you think leftist America cares about honoring dead white men? Or Barack Obama as a former president? Or dead icons of any type? MLK, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman? If you had Harriet Tubman Day, do you think people would really care? I'm talking about the other side. I know you would. You'd get it. You'd know the historical reference. You'd be all about it. But do you think they care? Or do you think that they just like having a free day? Paid for by we hard-working and hard-paying citizens of America. Taxpayers. I don't think they care. I think they've taken all the spirit out of the 4th of July. I think they've taken it out of Christmas. I think they've taken it, whatever, Easter. Doesn't matter. Free day. They look at Thanksgiving as, man, I hope it falls on a Thursday so I get Thursday and Friday off, you know, but things like that. I ain't going to lie to you, too, but not for the reasons that they think of it. I think of it as just because, you know, it's a good period to get wrap up a long weekend around something. But I still relish the day. Relish the day. I'm going Sade on you. Walking away. Don't even play. Do we have that song? When I do a song, listen, producers, when I do a song, I expect you to be reading my mind and have that song up and ready to go. That's Sade right there, man. That's smooth operator, right? What is it? What was the song? Her actual song? Cherish Today? Okay. Cherish Today. Walking away, don't want to play. And see, you got all kinds of things I can play around with that word. A. It isn't like I'm trying to rhyme with orange or purple. When it's A, like cherish the day, walking away, why don't you stay? Give me some pay, rolling the hay. You get what I'm saying? God. So you can't find good help. You can't find good help people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you don't pay them, they don't want to be here. This is the year, speaking of my producers, swear guys, this is the year I'm going to get you paid. What? He said, you've been saying that for a decade. That is so true. You know what? I got to give it to him. I'm going to give a shout out to my boys. They have not gotten enough money to say grace over. And we come here and we do it. You know why we do this? Because one of these days, my children are going to make a lot of money. Somebody's going to listen to these shows and go, that dude was amazing. His insights were spot on. I'm just, look, I'm not going to spend it. Yeah, I'm not going to be, you know, buying a 150-foot mega yacht with what I make. I'm saying it's my time has come. But somebody, man, it may be when the Martians take over and they...
We are here to get Kevin Jackson's show. We have heard intergalactically it is amazing.
But my kids are going to be, yeah, you can negotiate with us, man. Oh, boy. So anyway, let's move on. We got a nation in turmoil, folks. And while I do not wish for bad things to happen to people, I don't. I will admit, I do get some joy when I see bad people suffer. When people do stupid things or bad things and they suffer. When you bring it on yourself. I'm not talking about it, you come upon it accidentally, you didn't have good tutelage, you know, people didn't tell you how to do it, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that you just shake your head and go, you do know that's stupid, right? Haven't we warned these idiot leftists enough? It's like dealing with crackheads, except, honestly, I really believe in my heart of hearts, we would have an easier time reasoning with crackheads than we do with leftists. And I know you're out there, you may be chuckling, but a lot of you are going, yep, you're right. Kevin, you are so right. You've heard me say this many times on this very program, that in no area of policy are Biden and the Democrats winning. No area. Or I should say is, right? Yeah, that would have been the right verb there. No area is. No, I think it is are. Anyway, no English lesson needed. The Democrats and Joe Biden, Team Demento, have nothing to point at policy-wise that they can go, man, let's hang our hat on that one. I'm going to get into these vaccines in a bit. I'm also going to talk about Trump as a deal maker. Oh, and I do want to cover Trump's his rally in Arizona a little bit because it has some implications. It really does. Anyway, Biden backed off of giving illegals reparations. Why? Because he would have been pilloried by black folks. He's already losing the black vote, so he would have been, what is this guy doing? He was going to give college away. Remember this? And he stopped. Why? Because he would interrupt the racket. Somebody went, if we give it away, man, we can't indoctrinate stupidity and get them to pay for it. And, you know, all this stuff. So they went, oh, let's not give it away. His mandates got rejected by SCOTUS, the vax mandates, the death poke. And that the death poke led to Let's Go Brandon, which has led to his bad polling. And I could go on. And I shall in just a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've had this discussion many times about President Trump. And I find it frustrating that people are so, I don't want to say dogmatic, because that's not always the case. But the thing they bring up the most is, well, I don't like his style, I don't like his style. And I think that's just so, just such a stupid argument. I get it. There are styles of things, people that you don't like. I get it. But when his substance not worn out over style? I mean, it happens, but it shouldn't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I just think it's silly. If somebody's affected, I mean, unless they're just a flat-out jerk, and you know, which Trump isn't. I know this for a fact. So if you don't happen to like his style, but he's effective, I mean, there's many circumstances where I know people have said, look, I don't really care. Okay, a good example that's put into pop culture, the soup Nazi. You don't like his style, but you love his product, right? And he's over the top. But you know what people did? You know what Seinfeld's pointing out? You're willing to go get the best soup in New York, even if the soup Nazi is the one who's doing it, and you're willing to placate because it's effective. What he does well is better than anybody. Does that make it clear? So like it or not, folks, Trump makes or breaks candidates. Because people realize, man, this dude is, he's on the mark. And make no mistake about it, Trump intends to end the careers of these various rhinos, and specifically lame duck Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. So Trump had a rally in Florence, Arizona, about an hour outside of Phoenix. And he sent a message to Ducey. Rumors are that Doug Ducey, the weak rhino governor from Arizona, is being pushed by old crow Mitch McConnell to run for the U.S. Senate. He will never have my endorsement or the support of MAGA Nation. And with that statement, Ducey's chances to be a senator from Arizona ended. He didn't have a chance anyway, because the guy who is going to win the Senate from Arizona is a friend of mine, and I'm helping the campaign, Jim Lehman. And I've asked each of you to go to Jim Lehman, LAMON.com, and support him. Give him $5. This is a guy that's put $20 million of his own money into this campaign, and he is going to win. And he is the most principled guy I've ever run into politically. So if you want my endorsement, you got it. Anyway, a few people disagree with me on this about Trump. And I debated a buddy of mine who has his own radio show on the notion that the Republican Party should nominate Trump again. I mean, this is part of the discussion. And he was like, no, Trump's better off, Kevin, you know, working with these candidates and doing just what he's doing right here, where he's effectively torpedoed Ducey's career. And I said, that's the most lame brain thing I've ever. Trump can do both of those. Remember in 2018, Trump was running with people, and had the Democrats not cheated, he would have been the first sitting president in a long time to retain control of the House of Representatives, and went, I think we kept the Senate at the time, but he would have done it. They cheated him. Anyway, my buddy and any of that ilk are wrong. It's utterly stupid to say Donald Trump isn't the best person to run the Republican Party. Now, you guys have heard me criticize him. I disagree with him on touting vaccinations, but on most other things that this guy's done, I agree with him. And for those still talking style, as I said earlier, shut the heck up. Enough about style. It's time we focus on effectiveness. Or as Fauci would say, the efficaciousness of Trump. People now see the difference between competent leadership, although bombastic at times, and the incompetent scumbuggery, is what I call it. Scumbaggery, is that what I think that's the word I made up today, of Joe Biden. See, the beauty of what happened with the steal, the big cheat, the steal, the coup, is that we get to see the dichotomy of competence versus incompetence, and it's glaring. It's glaring. I'm not one to care about the endorsements of political endorsements. People tell me, Kevin, we're endorsed by so-and-so, we're endorsed by this or that. I see these types of things all the time, and the candidates say, I'm endorsed by the firefighters. And I generally see this as, well, it probably is because you kowtow to the firefighters union to get an endorsement. So what's that going to mean for the little guy? It doesn't mean anything. It just means you made a deal. But when it comes to a Trump endorsement, it carries weight. Lots of weight. Candidates plot to get Trump's endorsement. Let me ask you this. Let's just do it this way. Do you think anybody is plotting, trying to figure out, how do I get Biden to endorse me, man? I mean, if I could just get Biden's endorsement, everything, or if Kamala Harris will come down and run with me, man, whoo, that'll be a game, that'll be a game changer. If I could just get Hillary or Bill Clinton, give me the endorsement that's going to make kick any Democrat over the edge. Oh, you think Barack Obama will do it? Yeah, the guy that got 20 people to show up in Philadelphia with his megaphone during Joe Biden's theft of election. Nobody cares about baby black Jesus or his baby mama. In one case, I will say this, Trump endorsed a Senate candidate and then he took it back because the guy turned on him. I think the guy either supported the January 6th Commission BS or voted to impeach him. One of the, I don't remember the details. But, you know, Trump then went, you know, you're a turncoat, you're this or that. So here's what I would say to Trump. Pick good candidates to endorse. Don't be throwing that endorsement around willy-nilly. Make sure that good quality people have really, you know, you got the right folks. So, you know, Trump doesn't always knock it out of the park with a pro-endorsement. But here's what I can tell you. When Trump dogs you, as he did Doug Ducey, it is the kiss of death. Here's one that he sent out not too long ago by email. Great news. Another one bites the dust. Katko from upstate New York is gone. Trump was referring to the news of U.S. Representative John Katko's abrupt decision, this was last week, to retire from Congress at the end of one year. At the end of the year, sorry. As one article commented, the resignation, quote, sent shockwaves through the political world in central New York, changing the dynamic of the 2022 election. Well, the shockwaves of which they speak is Trump's ability to influence elections and the amount of money he's raising to do it. He's not letting that money go to the GOP. It's not going to the RNCC. It's not or the NRCC. It's not going to any of them. It's going to Trump. And he is the one saying, I'm going to do it. So Katko saw the writing on the wall after he voted to impeach President Trump, a career-limiting move, and said, I can't get reelected. You think Trump doesn't have clout?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Better late than never. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available starting today. Residential households in the United States can order a set of 4 rapid antigen COVID-19 tests from USPS.com. There's a limit of 1 order per address, and they start shipping out in late January. In mid-December, President Biden said the website would be up and running to get the test kits out in early January. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the American people deserve to know where their senator stands on the bill.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them. Indeed, that may be the only way to make progress on this issue now, for the public to see where each of us in this chamber stands.
USA Radio News. As tensions continue to rise, the Secretary of State heads overseas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Verizon and AT&T announced they're delaying the rollout of 5G near airports. The company is releasing statements saying the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the companies will limit the network around them. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know how much you're paying attention, but Donald Trump is... Wow, the man knows how to make a statement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. From the moment Donald Trump called the media fake news, he showcased his ability to brand. And Trump can still make or break anybody. 844-551-8255. I'm going to talk about in the next two segments Donald Trump and this rally he had in Arizona, but I want to put it into multiple contexts. I'm going to tell you how he shifted gears too, so hang with me. This is going to be something you really want to hear. Trump, post-coup, folks, post the big cheat, proves to be much more of a factor in politics and the Democrats would have ever imagined. If you're going to kill the man, metaphorically speaking, politically, then you better do a better job. Because right now, Trump is breaking the back of the Democratic Party. And if you really want to put it into context, he's not only breaking the backs of all the political, I mean, he's doing it for everybody. Not just Democrats. He's hurting Republicans too. And I don't mean it like he's hurting the party. He's hurting the establishment, all the politicos. On this very show, we've spoken of the congressmen who are not going to run this cycle. I think we're up to 25. Most of these congressmen decided not to run because at some point in their career, they went against Trump. And Trump, let it be known, you went against me, I'm going to primary you and get rid of you. And he's got a money building machine that is, believe it or not, is sucking funds from the GOP, putting it into his coffers. And then his PAC is going out and making and wheeling and dealing, making and breaking the winners and losers. Now, you know, we would normally say, well, who should be picking these winners and losers? Well, I'll tell you what, who better than a guy who got railroaded like him, who understands it. But think about this. From the former Trump administration victims of you're fired, the Scaramucci's and those types, the Omarosas, to the never-Trumpers, like Bill Kristol, Noah Goldberg, and many others, almost all of them have fallen from grace, vanished to the hinterland of relative obscurity. Nobody's talking about him. Mitch Halpern, many others. What's to do with the bow tie? I forget his name, but there you go. There you go. I used to see that dude. He was revered to me. George Will. Thank you. George Will. What about Krautheimer? Remember, I mean, he was an idol of mine. I remember when I first met him in 2016, me and my older brother used to love the guy. He went against Trump. He died. I hadn't thought of Krautheimer since this moment, and it wasn't even in a good light. You know what I'm saying? Trump now returns full circle, folks, like he's done since he descended that escalator. He shows that he pays attention to detail. Trump tormented the media for their blatant lies and one-sided reporting, and we all watched it. We witnessed it. He brought to light what we already suspected. We felt in our guts. We had the, you know, there was a resonance in our bones, and when something's not right about this media, they don't seem to be fair. And Trump said they're fake news. And though they participated in the coup that they likely thought would destroy Trump, they failed. And now he's back. So I'll talk more about that here in a bit. But let's talk about social media. Recall that part of the coup and the clipping of Trump's wings involved these Gestapos like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and others. How did Trump adjust? Cut him off at the knees. They cut him off. You know what he did? He got 37 million people to give him their email addresses. I'm one of them. They bombard the living daylights out of me. You know what most people do when they get as many emails as Trump would send you? They go, I'm going to opt out. I get letters all the time. Kevin, you're going to send me too many emails. We're going to opt out. And I go, well, thanks for telling me, but you could have just opted out. But see, it's silly. And I will tell you, the cloud of Trump, good for him, that people don't opt out. Because there are days where I go, man, come on, y'all are killing me. But he makes announcements and you go, wow. He's completely changing the way email works. In a recent trouncing of a few media pukes, Trump sent an email to his 37 million followers. 37 million. He communicates with more Americans than all the Democrats combined, and there is nothing the left can do about it. So what leftists thought they were going to limit Trump when they took him off of Twitter or Facebook or whatever? What they did was they actually put the dude on steroids. So he had this recent rally in Arizona. I'm going to come back to that too in the next segment, but I looked at the tweets. I'm just going to read a couple of these tweets. Trump calling out tech oligarch Zuckerberg's massive electioneering program in Democrat areas. Here's one. Kerry Lake. Thank you for fighting for us. Movement's unstoppable, whatever. The Columbia Bugle. President Trump at the rally in Arizona. We're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's crooked political career once and for all. Joe Pags. Can't wait to watch the Trump rally. Love him or hate him, he'll be able to string thoughts together without coughing, apologizing, losing his place, nor saying he'll be in trouble for that. Night and day difference between him and the current office holder. Ryan Fournier. The size of the Trump rally tonight in Florence, Arizona is insane. The people miss President Trump. Greg Kelly. Nothing like a great Trump rally on a Saturday night. And great to see so many blacks for Trump. President Trump's rally in Arizona is the largest gathering in America tonight, and it's not even close. That was Nick Adams. Trump, I'm a professional witch hunt beater, said somebody. Cambry, President Trump looks excellent tonight. Laid back, no tie. When he's relaxed, he goes for the KO. I'm just giving you a few. And then, I mean, there were some of them that were so spot on. You know, here's one from Real America's Voice. We'll immediately begin our own investigations into what really happened on January the 6th. President Trump. They were taking pieces from his speech. Things that are red meat for Americans that are going, you know what, we've had enough of this crap from the left. These tweets cover about every issue that would be covered on Twitter, only better. It's Trump's messaging on steroids. Despite leftist social media mafia's attempt to stop this man, they amplified his message to the masses. And here's what's bad. The timing for the Democrats. The timing of giving this guy a bully pulpit. They couldn't shut him down. They made a martyr out of him without even killing him. I mean, Trump has said, no, you tried to kill me. No, you didn't make it. I'm still out here. I think they said it was 16,000 people in Arizona. Now you say, Kevin, you were there. Why didn't you go? I didn't go because I had a friend tell me, Kevin, it took us 3 hours to leave. There were so many cars. I don't know how many thousands. Maybe you guys can Google it. Somebody tell me. But it was thousands of people. I saw the videos. Nothing's changed. And every time this man says he's going to have a rally, tickets are, I mean, it's through the roof. through the roof. So what about the timing? A year after Biden, you have millions of Democrats who are now open for change they can really believe in. And as I say on this show and pretty much everywhere else, if you're a Democrat and you think things are going to improve between now and the remainder of this year, you are living on a hope and a prayer. There's a lot of reasons for it. One, Democrats and Joe Biden don't learn from their mistakes. That's not what 80-year-old buffoons do. Biden should have been put out to pasture years ago. So, as I talk about often, this is a desperation move for the Democrats. He's a placeholder that isn't even being a good placeholder. So, there you have it. But I want to go back to the media for just a second. Trump sent out a message, as I said, to 37 million people by email, and here's what the message said. Will Morning Joe be canceled? He and Micah's ratings are very low. They're having an extremely hard time finding an audience to listen to the fake news they spurn. Losing them would be very sad. Hope it doesn't happen. On another front, looks like Unjoy Reid, the racist commentator on MSDNC, MSNBC, is toast. Her stupidity is only surpassed by her absolute lack of television persona. She never had it, never will. The only thing she's good at is spewing racist hate, but obviously, no one is listening. Now, honestly, I find it so refreshing that Trump deals in what some people believe is minutia. Because, see, these two things that happen are far from minutia. The media are in cahoots with criminal leftists, and Trump knows this, and he attacks them endlessly, reminding us each time the opportunity presents itself that he is killing the media. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let it slip, it comes to check, talk to doctor, now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com.
Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump coined the term fake news, and it has stuck. We were just talking about the media and this rally. I want to cover that. I covered it a lot in this hour. And I want to continue with that. Then I'm going to circle back on something I said, and then I'm going to make a final point. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Morning show, lowest rated morning show on cable news. This is from TV Newser. This was reported on there. Last year, Morning Joe was ranked number 28 of all cable news shows in the demo. This January, it is number 47th. And in fourth place in the demo behind Fox and Friends, Newsday, and Morning Express, which means it's in last place. The numbers for Scarborough's show have fallen apart. On weekday morning, CNN's Newsday registered its highest ratings ever in January, posted its largest monthly share of cable news morning audience since 2009. The program also easily beat MSNBC's Morning Joe, topping Joe for the four straight months in total viewers, seven consecutive months among A25-54. Fox News, by the way, posted its lowest delivery since 2001. So Trump is not only getting Morning Joe, he's getting Fox too. Now, the only way that Morning Joe could remain on the air is if the hosts are anti-Trump. That's it. So in other words, Scarborough is probably on his way out. And what's funny, when you read the things they call him, conservative commentator. Now, Trump also tweeted about Joy Reid, or I shouldn't say tweeted, put out a message to his 37 million followers about Joy Reid. And then we find out this. This has happened about a couple weeks ago. Joy Reid will lose her 7 p.m. show in the next round of reshuffling in MSNBC. She does not have a show come mid-spring. The decision has been made. The only thing left is messaging on the move, which will be ratings. This is what a guy tweeted. And the guy who tweeted it was a former senior editor of Mediaite, a leftist news rag. So Trump was on top of everything. He sends out a message to two hosts to say, you anti-Trump hosts, guess what? You're nothing without me. Carnage. What do they have to talk about? If you're not going to talk about Joey Demento, if you're not going to criticize him, what's your audience looking for? Red meat about Trump? Two vehemently anti-Trump shows, folks, are going to bite the dust in 2022. And here's my warning to leftists. More will follow. But here's what's even more ironic. The new shows that are being proposed by MSNBC and other leftist networks will fail as well. I mentioned earlier, the social media giants and the media giants got in cahoots with the Democrats and other leftists in order to kill, metaphorically, Donald Trump. But Trump not only can defeat them by using email, what else has he got coming? You guys have heard me talk about it on the program. His social media network. That social media network is like dropping a nuclear bomb in the middle of the political establishment. So good riddance to Scarborough and Reid. Good riddance to NBC if they follow this course. Good riddance to CNN. Go for it. Because I'm telling you, this is only the beginning. Trump is probably the most major political force in politics. Forget Pelosi, Schumer, Aunt McCarthy, etc. McConnell. Forget them. Now, what's funny is one of my friends, and I talked about this before, he argued with me that Trump would be more influential staying where he is versus running again in 2024. And, of course, I vehemently disagree with this because why can't he have both? And to have both, Trump had to make a change. And he did that. I'm going to get to that in just a second because I want to remind you what I said in the second segment of this hour. Before Trump came to Arizona, he did something very ingenious, and he'll do this all around the country. He came in and he said, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is a rhino. He'll never get my endorsement. And McConnell is trying to get that guy to run. And I'm going to show you that not only will Ducey never be a senator from Arizona, I'm going to show you that Mitch McConnell doesn't run this party. That's what he was doing. That's the shot over the bow. Now, what was it going to take? People say, well, Kevin, Trump doesn't listen. He doesn't do this or that. Look, I'm not going to tell you that Trump has put the best people around him. Some argue, oh, Kevin, he brought Scaramucci and Omarosa and these people in because he knew what would happen. But whatever. You don't bring cancer. You don't introduce cancer to your body. You just don't. That would be like breathing in noxious fumes and saying, here, you have some too, Kevin. No, thank you. I'll go to the oxygen chamber. I'm not going to breathe in noxious fumes. So, what's happened? At the rally, there was a change in Donald Trump. See, Trump constantly brags about bringing these vaccines to market. We've talked about it. And I told you, it's a huge mistake. When Biden and other members of Team Demento wanted to take credit for the vaccines, Donald Trump should have obliged. It's time for him to walk it back, but he didn't. And I'm going to tell you, that's been my biggest area of consternation with him. Now, he might have been right to go ahead and maintain it a little bit if you want to look at the iterations and of the Wu flu and the various variants. Because he could say, well, I only did it to combat the first one. You get what I'm saying? But he continues, no, my vaccine, they're no longer his. And he had an opportunity to say, nope, I responded to get to the first one, to thwart the Chinese with this bioweapon. And that would have been it. He would have been clean, but he didn't, because his ego wouldn't let him do it. Despite all the evidences against vaccines, Trump persisted. But then something happened. He suddenly decided to listen. Now, I would love to take credit for the change, but I haven't been around Trump, and I don't think he's listening to the program. He still surrounds himself with sycophants and suck-ups who tell him what they want him to hear, and sometimes what I think he wants to hear. But in this rally, at this rally in Arizona, I'm telling you, he listened. Here's what a group reported. President Donald Trump gave a powerful speech to an energized, massive crowd in Florence, Arizona. As the Trump rallies return ahead of the red wave coming in November of this year to reclaim the republic from the illegitimate Biden presidency. However, there was one glaring difference in Trump's speech. He didn't push the vaccines. Instead, the former POTUS reminded the crowd of his successful push for effective therapeutics against the CCP virus and the primacy of natural immunity in children. It's not just natural immunity in children. It's natural immunity in everybody who's gotten it. Now, for those of you who wonder if Trump can switch gears or if he pays attention, I want you to remember what happened when he touted vaccines at the previous rally. He got booed. Then, afterwards, he stayed his ground. He did a typical Trumpian thing. Nope, you're not going to get me off of it. So he does an interview with Candace Owens where he still recommended people get vaxxed. And Trump caught pure hell. So suddenly, he's got another big rally post that carnage he brought on himself. And he's finally come to the conclusion he better keep his mouth shut. He erred in his position, and he has Fauci the fraud as a fall guy. I hope somebody's actually telling him this. Fauci the fraud worked with the vax Nazis and other eugenicists, and they intentionally bamboozled Trump. That's what the data is. Trump could easily go, look, I'm getting wrong data from Fauci the fraud. I'm thinking everything's cool. Americans, I should say, and the world didn't get any vaccines. We got experimental gene therapy that would be against the law if we didn't have the administration we currently have. Now, for the record, I guarantee you Donald Trump wants no part of what we now know about these death folks. And if he's smart, he will do what I just told you to do. He should do. Then he should go after and say, this government intentionally kept Americans from knowing the real data. They kept it from me. But now we know the truth. And that's why we refuse this nonsense. So he's waking. Good for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.